So for part three for the El Defo book study, this is from pages 178 to 233. Just wanted to wrap up the book study with two final questions. And I want you also as a group or with another person, start discussing what you took away from the books and what you thought maybe some of the major themes and lessons you learned from this book. So one of my questions was, what does the El Defo persona give CC? Why is the persona so important to CC? And I give an example on page 200. I think that when I was growing up, I also had a persona and I called myself Deaf Girl. And the reason that I think I did this was because I wanted to gain ownership of who I was and gain control around what my disability meant to me and whether I wanted to let it define me or maybe I didn't want to let it define me. But I think when it's really your choice as a person with a disability, it's your choice how you want to claim who you are. So I think that an El Defo persona really might have impacted Cece and how she was able to overcome so many obstacles. So going into question number two, it says, what happens to Cece when she accepts her disability? And I think throughout the book, we really see that honesty and acceptance is a really big part. I also wanted to just touch on the author's note, and I really enjoyed reading this section. So if you do have time, please read this section because I think it really accurately describes how it feels to be kind of in the in-between, right? And that in-between is being not really part of the deaf culture, but not really being a hearing person, and being in that in-between where you just don't know where you fit in. And Cece does a really good job explaining that. And I think everybody should know that each person with a disability is unique. No story is alike. Everybody has a different story to tell. And I think if you can, please read that author's note and talk about it with somebody because it's super important. And I just want to also thank you guys for completing this book study. And I'm excited to keep on doing more.